We're on 158 on top. What page is at the bottom? Huh? 300 at the bottom. We're by the brackets. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining so far in Perek Dalad, the end of Perek Gimel, the Alter Rebbe asked the question, if the Alter Rebbe asked the question, you want an English one? Okay, the Alter Rebbe at the end of Perek Gimel asked a very simple question. If the world is bottle, and therefore the world really shouldn't exist, why does it look like it does exist? So he started explaining in Perek Dalet, there's a Shem Shumog and Hashem Elokim, there's a level of Yukev Avke, there's a level of Elokim. Havai is the revelation, Elokim is the concealment. In order for world to exist, there has to be a concealment. Because if there wouldn't be any concealment, the world couldn't exist. Because all that's revealed would be the infinite power of Hashem, of Yukev Avke, and the world couldn't exist. Therefore, in order for world to exist, there had to be the concept of Tzimtzum. Even though the Alter Rebbe says, even though Tzimtzum means that Hashem is hidden, so he says, just like we can't understand the infinite power of Hashem, we cannot understand the finite power of Hashem, we can't understand how Hashem can hide himself with himself, that you don't see him, even though the concealment itself is Hashem. So really Hashem should be completely seen. That's what we're up to now. And so we finish with the last thing that Alter Rebbe explains, that the whole concept of Tzimtzum, Hashem is where he isn't, and if Hashem is where he isn't, we can't understand that. So he says in the brackets, V'nei b'chinas ha-tzimtzum v'hester, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain now in these brackets why Elokim and Havai are really all one. And he says, b'chinas ha-tzimtzum v'hester achayis, this concealment, the Tzimtzum, and the concealment of godliness is called b'shem kelim, are called utensils, vessels. The achayis atzme, and the life itself is called erd, light. Meaning, just like you have shemesh umogen, the erd, the achayis is called erd, and the keli that limits it is called the keli. Shekmei shakeli mechasa mashe b'seichai, just like a vessel conceals what's in it. So the same way the Tzimtzum conceals and hides this ray of Hashem, Hashefeya, which is revealed to sustain itself. Meaning, if Hashem wants to do chesed, how does Hashem, or gevura, how does Hashem do chesed? Through the Sfiras. The Sfiras means, why are the attributes of Hashem called Sfiras? Because Sfira means to shine. In Hebrew, Sapir is a sapphire stone. Sfira is a Shemayim Misaprim Kveit Kel. Sfira does not only mean to tell and to talk, but Sipur actually means to reveal. Like David Amel says in Tillim, Shemayim Misaprim Kveit Kel, they don't tell the glory of God, they reveal the glory of God. So the Sfira is basically the way Hashem reveals himself in the world. If Hashem wants to do an act of chesed, Hashem has the revelation of chesed, but Hashem's revelation of chesed is really unlimited. In order for that chesed to become functionable, it has to go into the keli of chesed, and the keli of chesed limits the revelation of chesed, and then it's able to become functionable. To give a gashmistical mashal of a person. If a person wants to do an act of chesed, if I want to be kind to you, I need to do it with my hand. Because if I want to be nice to you, and I don't have a hand to do it, how am I going to get in the practical level, how am I going to get you the object that I want to give you? How am I going to be kind to you if I don't have the keli? So you have the attribute of chesed, of kindness, the act of kindness, but the keli is the hand that limits the act of kindness to bring it down into a practical level. In Elokus, it's the same way. There's the revelation of the Erd, and then there's the Keli of the Sfira. And therefore, every attribute of Hashem in Chesed, there's the Erd HaChesed, and there's the Klei HaChesed. There's the Erd HaGvura, and there's the Klei HaGvura. So there's the Eret and there's the Keli. What does the Keli do, though? The Keli really limits the revelation of the Eret. Because if I want to be kind to you, it has to come down at the practical limited level by my hand doing something of kindness to you. Otherwise, it won't work. So he says, the Kalim, what are the Kalim? He says, those are Asius, the letters. Shesharshim, that the source of letters are the Hey Asius, the five letters of Mansipach, Mem Nun Tzadik Pechof, are the five ending letters in the Aleph Beis. Either final Chof, Lange Chof, Chof Sofit, whatever you want to call it, Mem Sofit. So Mem Nun Tzadik Pechof are all the ending letters in Hebrew. Those are the real letters. Why are they the real letters? Because they end the word. And if they end the word, that's the ultimate limitation. The limitation is when you end it. These letters end the word. So if the letters end the word, that's the ultimate level of letters. So it says, all the Isis originate in Mansipach. Which is interesting, even though Mansipach seemingly are only the sub-letters, you know, the end chav, the end mem, the end nun, so l'cheir is not as important as the real chav or the mem or the nun, they are even higher than the letters. Because the source of all asius, of the chav beis asius ha-teira, originate in the level of Mansipach. The mem nun tzadik pechav, because those are the real asius, because they're the ending letters, which are Hei Gevuris, the five levels of Gevura, HaMechalekes UMafridis, Ahevel V'Akil, that divide and separate the ear and the voice, in the Hei Metzor Sepen, the five formations of the mouth, L'Savas Chav Beis Asius, to create the 22 letters. Speech is basically air and a voice. What differentiates Aleph from Beis, from Gimel, from Dalet, basically it's all air coming out of the mouth. But the air is limited by the Hei Metzor Sepeh, by the five formations of the mouth. You have the throat, you have the lips, you have the sasayim, you have the stomach, you have the throat, the Hei Metzor Sepeh, that limit the letters to make them tangible letters. Because the letters themselves are like air coming out of your system, out of your windpipe, whatever you call it. So in order to make a differentiation of letters, it's the five Metzoris HaPeh, which are the five limitations that limit the air, that this becomes from the throat, and this from the tongue, and this is from the lips, and from the teeth, or whatever. Which their source is the letters Mansipach, which is the source of all letters. And Alter Rebbe is going to, let's finish the thing because we'll understand. The Sheder Shehei Gevuris, and the source of the five Gevuris, comes from Butzina de Kardinisa, the light that comes from darkness, which is the level of Gevura Ilah of Atik Yemen, which comes from Gevura of the world, the level of Atik. And the Sheder Shechasadim is also Chesed of Atik Yemen, Kedul Yedichein. The Alter Rebbe is saying over here a very simple, it sounds Kabbalistic, but it's relatively simple. And that is, in speech, you have the ear, and then you have the vessel of the letter. Okay? Both originate in the level of Atik, which is the higher level of Kesed. The Hei Gevuris come from Atik, which is the source of the letters. The Chesed, the revelation of the letters, is also coming from Chesed of Atik. If Chesed and Gevura are equally coming from Atik, then there's no difference between Erd and Keli. Both are Elokus, concealing himself with himself. Hashem limiting himself with himself. And if Hashem is limiting himself with himself, all it is Hashem. What's the problem?
No problem at all.
The words are Kabbalistic. The concept is easy. If revelation, yeah, I'll say it again. Don't worry about it. If revelation and limitation come from the same place of godliness, from Atik, okay, so therefore you can't say it's different things concealing and covering one another, it's the same thing covering itself. In other words, let's take it in a broader scope, okay? If you want to say something intellectually, if you want to say seichel, or you want to express a feeling of love, fear, hate, whatever it may be, right? Words are what reveal that seichel. If you want to teach somebody something, you have to use words. I mean, you can't, and it could be done in any language. But words limit the seichel. Now, let's say you want to say father. So you use the letters Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis itself has nothing to do with father. Aleph has nothing to do with father, and Beis has nothing to do with father. In fact, if you take the same letters and switch them around and make Bei, it means come. Okay? So what are letters? Letters are not seichel. What are letters? Letters are vessels and tools and vehicles to limit the seichel. Because in order to teach somebody or to tell somebody seichel or a feeling, you need to limit it in words. Because otherwise, you can't express it. Okay. So what are basically letters? Letters are a form of limitation. Where does this concept of limitation of letters come from? The language that we speak in Hebrew, yeah? Lashon Kodesh. It comes, the source of letters comes from Manzipach, Mem Nun Tzadik Pechov, which are the five formations of the mouth, okay? Which is the five levels of Gvura, which basically is the limiting of the Seichel or the feeling into the words. Yeah, in order to drink water, you need a cup. The cup is still limiting the water, but only by limiting it is it useful. Okay?
These five letters are the source of everything. They limit the five different...
Why are those five letters? Because those are the end letters, so that's the real limitation. The ending. Okay? Now he says, these five letters are the five levels of Gevurah, because Gevurah means a limitation. Anytime you want to express something, you're automatically limiting it in a certain way. Okay? If you say to somebody, I love you, or I hate you, the words are also limiting the feeling. But without that limitation, it's worthless. Like I said, if you have gallons of water flowing all over the place and you don't have a cup to drink, the limitation, without the limitation, you're not going to be able to use it for anything decent. Now, even though the letters are what's limiting the Ur, the revelation, whether the revelation is Seichel, Midas, Elokus, whatever. But the Gvura is coming from Atik, and the light, the revelation, again, revelation could mean Seichel, Midas, whatever it is also coming from Atik. Atik is a level of Elokus which is higher than worlds. What do you mean? It's not restricted. It's not restricted in the limitation of the worlds. It's the source of the limitations. Meaning, one second. The actual ten spheres begin in Atzilus. Right, that's where Chochma, Bina, Das, the ten spheres. Keser is technically no spheres because spheres begin in the world. Okay, Keser though is the source of where the spheres come from, so they're not tangible yet. It's not tangible yet, but it's the source of it. If the source of Chesed and the source of Gvura are in the same place, right, then Gvura is not something else concealing Chesed.
All chesed and gvura from the same place, or chesed and gvura related to speech?
All chesed and gvura in the same place.
But we see it here in speech.
But here, because here he's talking about creation of the world. And the creation of the world came about through speech.
But he's talking about a person through speech also has it from Atu.
Correct.
Guy, everyone. That
well,
of
the nefesh shalikis, but let's not talk
that's
about.
Me, that's what I'm in trouble with. Everybody gets that's what I want to know.
The source comes in the soul. Yeah, the nefesh is atik also. Nefesh ruach neshama, the esekeches and nefesh. Are in the revealed parts of the soul, nefesh ruach neshama. In Yechida, there's no eser keiches, the limited is the source of the eser keiches.
So it's higher.
Of course.
The source of speech comes from the
neshama. Right.
For everybody.
Right.
What is it like?
In the nefesh abamas, it's the same way. But yes, we also talk from nefesh abamas, but we talk from nefesh alakis.
But the ability.
The ability of life comes from nefesh abamas.
Makes a difference in how you spoke.
Do you know that people can say the exact same thing in completely different words? Not only different languages. Now, so what are the Caleb doing? The Caleb are only expressing and revealing it. Now in Alokus, the Tzemach Tzedek explains it's a little bit different. Because at least the Tzemach Tzedek explains in Shesh Mitzvah Tefillah, the way it is in Atzilus is like the Sfiris, the Kalim of the Sfiris are in the marshal of different colored glasses. Let's say you line up a whole bunch of glasses, yeah? You line up a red glass, green glass, blue glass, glass, yellow glass, and so on, right? And then you take colorless water and you put the water into a blue glass, green, red, yellow, orange, whatever, right? For the person looking at the glass, from a realistic perspective, as far as they're concerned, what color is the water? Red, blue, yellow, green, orange. Okay. From the realistic perspective, the water is colorless. And because the water is colorless, that's why it can go into a red glass and look red. It can go into a green glass and look green. It can go into an orange glass and look orange. So by Alokus, what does the Keli do? The Keli basically limits the Or that it should function in a certain way. Even though in Alokus, really the Or is not limited. Anything. Writing. Do you know why you can write any language? You can write 22 letters. No. That's because you don't know it. But I'm saying that the power of your hand could write any letter in any language, any symbol in any language, and any design in any language. Right? Why is that? Because your hand's power of writing is not limited in anything. But in order to limit it, it has to go through the fingers, and it has to write a certain thing, and it has to be a keli to limit the earth. Everything. Right. Here, Alter Rebbe is speaking about Hashem creating the world with speech. Correct? If Hashem is creating the world with speech, Alter Rebbe is explaining the speech is limiting the revelation of Elokus. If God would reveal himself as is, it would be unlimited. Tzimtzum is necessary for the world to exist. The problem, so to speak, is that the vessel which is limiting Elokus is not something outside of Elokus, it is also Elokus. Just as much as the light is Elokus, so is the vessel. Why? Because the vessel comes somatic and the earth comes somatic. So therefore, it all comes from the same place of Elokus. It's really the same thing. And you can't cover yourself with yourself. But Hashem is so great, Hashem is so great, that Hashem is able, and this we can't understand. Hashem could cover himself with himself, and when you look at him, you don't see him. We're going to see the infinite, essential level of Elokus. No. It's going to be in such a way that then we're going to be able to handle it. Because Torah mitzvahs that we're doing is making the world susceptible and able to receive that revelation of Elokus that at the beginning of creation couldn't be. I'll give you a mashal, a gashmistic mashal, which is not a correct mashal, by the way. But just to understand the concept. Many people can fall asleep with the lights on. Right? But once you're sleeping with it, somebody opens the light, you're not going to wake up. You're special. You're unique. At the beginning, and this is what Altreb is going to go into Parakei. At the beginning, if Hashem revealed His infinite power, it couldn't be. It couldn't be. But after Yidden are existing, and there's Torah Mitzvahs that refines the world and reveals the essence of Hashem, we don't see it, but it's revealing in the world the essence of Hashem. The essence of Hashem will be able to be revealed, and we'll be able to see the levels of Lifnei HaTzimtzum. No. Le'ikonef Eid Merecho. We'll need bodies. Tchias HaMeisim, we would bodies. No, it's not. In La'asid Lavei, the body is going to sustain the neshama. Because the bodies bring out, like we learned, Metziyus Yimatzmusi of Hashem. What? Yeah, that's until Tchias HaMeisim. Yeah, we're not going to see him walking around. I mean, you know, we're not going to see him in... Hashem's not going to turn into a body that's flying around town. You know.
It's light, it's too much light.
It's a revelation of Elokus.
Too much light.
Correct. But then it won't be too much light. We'll be able to handle it.
So
the Torah Mitzvah is done now.
But
that's be they're affected by what's going on in the world. It's amazing. They're affected by the world, yeah. Because of what's going on in the world. Chassidus explains, Kliyirani Adam v'chai doesn't mean you'll live. Chai means the malach, and they're called Chai Yisakeidish, can also not see Elokus. Well, the moment Mashiach comes, Liyikonef Eid Meiracha, it's going to be V'rol Kol Basar Yachtov, Basar, as the Rebbe Rashab, his birthday is tonight, Basar, as Basar, will see Kipi Hashem Dibir. Not the Neshama will see, Basar means hunk of meat, as hunk of meat, we'll see Kipi Hashem Dibur. The fattest hunk of meat. No, the Rebbe explained, the Rebbe learned all the bodies are going to get up. All the bodies are going to get up. The chelik of the neshama. That's what the Rebbe learns. According to Chassidus and Kabbalah, it's not the last, it's not the best. They're all going to get it because the nitzitz of the neshama is going to be in each one, and they'll all be up.